Well, good morning. It is December 31st, 2021, the very last day of 2021, and we have made it all year in our daily Bible reading. Praise God. I am so thankful for everybody who's tuned in and is continuing to tune in today. I just praise God. But let's get into the word. And then I got some announcements and things afterwards for us to go over for next year's Bible reading. Today we're going to be finishing off four books of Scripture that we've been reading. Second Chronicles chapter 36, Revelation chapter 22, then Malachi chapter 4, and John chapter 21. So let's get into the word for one last time on this New Year's Eve of 2021. Second Chronicles chapter 36. The people of the land took Jehoahaz the son of Josiah and made him king in his father's place in Jerusalem. Jehoahaz was 23 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 3 months in Jerusalem. Then the king of Egypt deposed him in Jerusalem and laid on the land a tribute of 100 talents of silver and a talent of gold. And the king of Egypt made Eliakim, his brother, king over Judah and Jerusalem, and changed his name to Jehoiakim. But Necho took Jehoahaz, his brother, and carried him to Egypt. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And he did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. And against him came up Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and bound him in chains to take him to Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar also carried part of the vessels of the house of the Lord to Babylon and put them in his palace in Babylon. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoiakim and the abominations that he did and what was found against him, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. And Jehoiachin, his son, reigned in his place. And Jehoiachin was 18 years old when he became king, and he reigned 3 months and 10 days in Jerusalem. And he did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. In the spring of the year, King Nebuchadnezzar sent and brought him to Babylon with the precious vessels of the house of the Lord and made his brother Zedekiah king over Judah and Jerusalem. And Zedekiah was 21 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And he did what was evil in the sight of the Lord his God. And he did not humble himself before Jeremiah the prophet, who spoke from the mouth of the Lord. And he also rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar, who had made him swear by God. He stiffened his neck and hardened his heart against turning to the Lord, the God of Israel. And all the officers of the priests and the people likewise were exceedingly unfaithful, following all the abominations of the nation. And they polluted the house of the Lord that he had made holy in Jerusalem. And the Lord, the God of their fathers, sent persistently to them by his messengers, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. But they kept mocking the messengers of God, despising his words and scoffing at his prophets, until the wrath of the Lord rose against his people, until there was no remedy. And therefore he brought up against them the king of the Chaldeans, who killed their young men with the sword in the house of the sanctuary, and had no compassion on young man or virgin or old man or aged. He gave them all into his hand, and all the vessels of the house of God, great and small, and the treasuries of the house of the Lord, and the treasures of the kings and of the princes, all these he brought to Babylon. And they burned the house of God, and broke down the wall of Jerusalem, and burned all of its palaces in fire and with fire, and destroyed all of its precious vessels. And he took into exile into Babylon those who had escaped from the sword, and they became servants to him and to his sons until the establishment of the kingdom of Persia, to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, until the land had enjoyed its Sabbaths. All the days that it lay desolate, it kept Sabbath to fulfill 70 years. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he made a proclamation throughout all of his kingdom, and also put it into writing. Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, the Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has charged me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. And whoever is among you of all his people, may the Lord his God be with him. Let him go up. That was the end of Second Chronicles, chapter 36. Let's move on over to the book of Revelation, Revelation 22, Revelation 22. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, through the middle of the street of the city, and also on either side of the river, the tree of life, and its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And no longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. And they will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and night will be no more. And they will need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. And he said to me, these words are trustworthy and true. And the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, he sent his angel to show his servants what must soon take place. And behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. And when I heard and saw them, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who showed them to me. But he said to me, you must not do that. I am a fellow servant with you and your brothers, the prophets, and with those who keep the words of this book. Worship God. And he said to me, do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near. Let the evildoers still do evil, and the filthy still be filthy, and the righteous still do right, and the holy still be holy. Behold, I am coming soon, bringing my recompense with me to repay everyone for what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes so that they may have the right to the tree of life, and that they may enter the city by the gates. Outside are the dogs and the sorcerers and the sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and everyone who loves and practices falsehoods. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you about these things for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright and morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, come. And let the one who hears say, come. And let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who desires take the water of life without price. I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues described in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this book. He who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all. Amen. That was Revelation chapter 22. Let's move on over to the last book of the Old Testament, Malachi chapter 4. Malachi chapter 4. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. And the day that is coming shall be set ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in his wings. And you shall go out leaping like calves from the stall. And you shall tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord of hosts. Remember the law of my servant Moses, the statutes and rules that I commanded him at Horeb for all Israel. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord that it comes. And he will turn the hearts of fathers to their children and the hearts of children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with the decree of utter destruction. That was the last of our Old Testament reading, Malachi chapter 4. Let's move on over to our final reading for 2021. John chapter 21. John chapter 21, and I can't think of a more beautiful passage to finish our year off with. John chapter 21. And after this, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. And he revealed himself in this way: Simon Peter, Thomas, called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. And Simon Peter said to them, I am going fishing. And they said to him, we will go with you. And they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. And just as day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore. And yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. And Jesus said to them, children, do you have any fish? And they answered him, no. And he said to them, cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. And so they cast it. And now they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of fish. And that disciple whom Jesus loved therefore said to Peter, it is the Lord. And when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he was stripped for work, and threw himself into the sea. And the other disciple came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, but about 100 yards off. And when they got onto the land, they saw a charcoal fire in place, with fish laid out on it, and bread. And Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish that you just caught. And so Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them. And although there were so many, the net was not torn. And Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now, none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. And Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and so with the fish. And this was now the third time that Jesus was revealed to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. And when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" And he said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And he said to him, "Feed my lambs." And he said to him a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And he said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And he said to him, "Tend to my sheep." And he said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hand, and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go." And this he said to show by what kind of death he would glorify God. And after saying this, he said to him, "Follow me." And Jesus turned and saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following him. And the one who had been reclining at table close to him had said, "Lord, who is it that is going to betray you?" And when Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, "Lord, what about this man?" And Jesus said to him, "If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me." And so the saying spread abroad among the brothers that this disciple was not to die, but yet Jesus did not say to him that he was not to die, but, "If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you?" And this is the disciple who is bearing witness about these things, and who has written these things, and we know that his testimony is true. Now, there are also many other things that Jesus did, and were every one of them to be written, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. Amen. That was the whole Bible. That was our Bible reading, complete Bible reading for 2021. Praise God. Thank you so much to everybody who has joined me this whole year. I praise God so much, and I'm just so thankful for everybody that's joined me and just for being able to do this whole year. It's been a blessing to me. I pray that it's helped you with a lot of different things. I pray that it's helped you to be able to get into the Word yourself, maybe develop some good habits throughout the year, being regimented in reading the Bible every single day. Maybe you've tuned in every morning at 7 a.m. and this has become part of your daily routine this past year. Well, I pray it continues, because tomorrow, on January 1st, 2022, we're going to continue reading the Scriptures once again. We're going to read it through them just as we did this past year, every morning at 7 a.m. And I pray it's just as much of a blessing to you this coming year as it is and it has been to me. That said, just kind of going over what we're going to start tomorrow. Again, we're going to be doing the same schedule that we did this past year. We're going to be reading the Old Testament once. We're going to be reading the New Testament twice throughout the year, and then the book of Psalms once. The Bible reading schedule that I'm going to be using is this one right here, the daily Bible reading plan. It's put out by Crossway. And if you'd like a copy of it, you can either come to the church and grab one off of the table in the foyer, or you can go to Crossway, Crossway's website, goodnewstracks.org, and you can print one out. It's a great Bible reading plan. Part of the reason I'm using that is because, it's just a good reading plan. It's good for what we're doing here in the morning. It's good for about that 15, 20-minute marker that I'm kind of after. I think that it's just a great Bible reading plan. It helps us to get really the entire depth of the entirety of Scriptures. And so, join with me on that. We're also going to be doing, things just a tad different this year. This year we were using the ESV, the English Standard Version. But this year, as I said yesterday, we are going to be using the good old King James Version. This is actually, I said it yesterday, but a very, very, precious copy of the Scriptures to me. This is my grandfather's copy of the Scriptures. My grandfather is with the Lord, and And this is probably one of my most precious possessions right here. And so I want to take this Bible. I'm going to open it this entire year and I'll read through it to you through the King James Version. The reason why I chose the King James is because a couple different things. The King James is an immensely beautiful translation. It was originally translated in 1611 by a group of folks who and Bible translators and scholars who wanted to basically have a translation that was readable for the general public. And it's been updated several times, all the way until probably the most recent and probably most common update of the King James, which is the 1769 update, which is really what we're probably used to. It's what I grew up with. It's what you grew up with if you grew up with the King James. It is a beautiful translation. I know that it it gets a bad rap today because people say, well, it's got the Shakespearean English and it's hard to understand. It really isn't, okay? That's an excuse, okay? I love the King James, and it really, I really want to show you this year that it's really not that hard to read, and there's a reason why it is a standard translation in most of English Christendom, and so I will be reading from the King James this year. I encourage you to pick up a copy of the King James and read along with me. It's beautiful, but finally this year, we're going to be doing things again a little bit different. I'm going to have some prizes. I'm going to have some incentives for you, for everybody who tunes in each and every single day. For the first 100 days, I'm going to have a gift card for everybody who tunes in every day to Morningstar Christian Books here in Connecticut, in Massachusetts, and Rhode Island. They have several stores. It's a great, great bookstore. And for the 200 days, and for everybody who joins me for 200 days, that prize is to be announced. It'll be a little bit better of a prize. And then finally, for everybody who joins me for all 365 days on this day next year, I will have an awesome, awesome, awesome prize for you. So in order for you to get that prize, you need to tune in to Facebook only. This is a Facebook exclusive, all right? And sorry for those who are tuning in online. Find us on Facebook and tune in with us there. And in order to get credit, you need to give a like or a reaction of some kind, a comment in the comment below underneath this in this video. You can put a little heart, you can put a smiley face, you can put a thumbs up, you can do whatever you want. But as long as I see that you have watched it each and every single day, you will get credit for it. Please watch the whole thing and read the Bible with us. Don't just give it the thumbs up. Okay, honor system here. But that said, that's our game plan for 2022. Thank you so much for joining us this year. This has been such a blessing. I am just so thrilled that we were able to do this, and I'm really looking forward to doing it again, and I'm just so thankful for each and every single one of you who's joined me each and every day. God bless you. Again, as I say almost every day, stay in the Word, and Lord willing, I will see you tomorrow morning on January 1st, 2022. God bless you. Have a great day. Bye now.